It's time to welcome my third guest. He's the artistic director of Dorchester Arts and known quite well. He's been on the programme many times. It's Mark Tattersall. A very good afternoon to you, Mark.
And good afternoon to you too, Rob.
Thanks for joining us today. Now, tell us about the Corn Exchange, first of all. Now, there's a lot of work gone on. People haven't visited the Corn Exchange recently. A lot of work has gone on in recent years. Fill us in with that first, please.
So when we had to reluctantly abandon the plan to build a theatre down at Brewery Square, which people might know as the Maltings Project, we said to the people of Dorchester and the surrounding county that we would do something else, but that would really upgrade the arts facilities for the county. And that's what this is all about, really. What we started with was the refurbishment of the back of the Corn Exchange, the auditorium itself, and building new offices and a biomass boiler and things at the back, which the town council took on. And so we upgraded the back of that building. The second phase of it was working with the Thomas Hardy School to upgrade the theatre up there, now called the Hardy Theatre, which means that we have access to a 380-seat theatre up at the campus at Thomas Hardy. And then the third phase of it is really exciting, because what we're doing is transforming the front of the inside of the Corn Exchange to make it a proper entrance, bar, lobby, and modern toilets, which will just completely change the whole feel of the building. Very exciting times.
Now, obviously, you've got to be very careful with that building because it's got a lot of history, isn't it? So how's the work being planned?
So we're working with architects, Craig May Stark, who have huge experience in working not only in this building, but lots and lots of listed buildings in the county. So great care has been taken to look at the heritage of the building. What we're excited about is that actually what we're doing is revealing some of the heritage that's been hidden by previous renovations. So when the building was, I won't go into all of it because I could talk for hours about this, but when the building was built in 1847, it was only 18 years later that the Corn Exchange was added to the back. And at that point, the front of the building, which used to be a sort of big open space, was divided up for the first time. And certain features, like the columns that hold up the town hall that run down the center of that, were hidden. What we're doing as part of this renovation is revealing some of that by taking out the internal walls that were put in 1865 and showing the big open space that was designed by Benjamin Ferry as the original Corn Exchange. We're revealing roof beams that haven't been seen for many, many years as well. So what we hope is that not only will people come in and find a building that's modern and sort of fit for the 21st century, but one that actually talks about its heritage and helps people understand the building's history.
Well, it's a lovely building. It's got real character, isn't it? Now, the only downside to this renovation is the fact that you've got to close the Corn Exchange for business for a little while. Tell us about that.
Well, we're not actually closing as such. What we've managed to do is work out a plan with the building contractors that means that we can stay open for performances. So there's no real change. We're doing as many performances here as we would do in a normal season. We just look a little bit rough around the edges. The bar has also moved to the what used to be the dressing rooms off the Corn Exchange temporarily. It's working rather well, actually. That works pretty well as a temporary bar. The toilets are still open, so all the mod cons are still available, but we've lost access to the magistrates' room completely for a period. And also, as you can imagine, with builders working in the building, there are times when the town hall, which is above the area that we're renovating, is incredibly noisy. The town hall itself is being redecorated. So our building, our business is disrupted in the sense that we are now the custodians of the building. We deal with all the room hires here. That income normally would be coming in all through the building process. But for 7 months, we're losing that income. And that's a bit of a blow. Hence the fact that we're doing some fundraising to fill the gap.
Now, how are you doing? How are you going about this?
Well, we found over the years that Crowdfunder is actually a really good platform to do this on, because it allows us to post a video up there that explains exactly what the problem is. So in other words, we're saying we don't need the money for the building work itself. That's being generously funded by Dorset Council through Section 106 money and by the Town Council. But what we do need the money for is to just help us get to the other side, because it's a very exciting future, but we need to have some help with that. So people can find that by going to either our website, and there's a link on the front page of our website, dorchesterarts.org.uk. Click on that and it'll take you through there. Or just go to crowdfunder.co.uk and search for Bridge Another Gap, and you'll find us on there.
And you're not after a fortune here, are you? You just want how much?
£15,000 would be a massive help in bridging this gap. And people have been incredibly generous so far. We're up to over £5,500 now. 67 people have donated already, which is fantastic. And we're just sensing such a sense of excitement about this building really meeting up with the level of finish that you've got in buildings like the Dorset Museum now and Shire Hall, which are historic buildings that have been really lovingly renovated and that people can go into and enjoy in a way that the front of the Corn Exchange hasn't been accessible up until recently. So we're really excited about people's reaction to it and very grateful for their support so far. But we've still got a little way to go, so if people are able to help, we're hugely grateful.
That's fair enough, isn't it? How long are these renovations going to take?
So there's always, in a heritage building, when you start opening up floors and ceilings, you find things you didn't expect.
All building works like that, Mark, isn't it? Even your home, you know what it's like. You start a DIY job and it turns into,
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
With that last screw, you can't get out and it takes you an extra hour or two. Well, in this case, we're finding some really interesting archaeological stuff, which we're recording, obviously, and showing to people and photographing for posterity. But it slows things down a little bit. So I think it'll probably be sometime in February that we fully reopen the front of the building. That's what we're aiming at, and very exciting it'll be when we can do that.
So the whole building inside has been completely renovated. Then I think a roof was done too, wasn't it?
It was indeed. The roof of the Corn Exchange was insulated. It was completely waterproofed. It had all sorts of leaks and problems. And we're already noticing the effects of that. The wool insulation that was put in the roof of the Corn Exchange just makes such a difference in the winter and the summer. It keeps it much cooler in the summer too. So the town council have done an amazing job on the structure of the building, and this will be the icing on the cake to have a brand new entrance space. And it's going to be exciting too. For the first time, we'll have an art gallery in the Corn Exchange. There'll be two walls that'll be used for art exhibitions. A new community space where the magistrate's room was, a really versatile space for people to come and use.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the work when it's complete. Certainly the main Corn Exchange sort of hall is a terrific hall now to use. And in fact, Keep 106 is going to be using it very soon for our...
For your fundraising.
For a fundraising event, yes.
Yeah,
so,
Well, we love hosting events, not just our own events in there, but events for the community and private events like parties and things. We want this to be a building that people have great memories of, not just for what we do in here, but for the things they plan in here too.
As you said, Mark, we're very lucky to have such good facilities in Dorchester all round, really, aren't we? Thank you very much for talking to us today. Will you keep us up to speed with the happenings down there?
Absolutely. Let's have another chat in a couple of months, and we look forward to inviting you down here maybe to do a little recording on site when it's all open.
As the work progresses, yeah, and we'll try to make sure they haven't got their drills going at the same time. Thanks, Mark, for talking to us today.
Good to speak to you.
Very interesting. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Cheers, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Mark Tattersall, who's the Arts Director at Dorchester Arts, talking about the renovation to the front of the Corn Exchange in Dorchester.